You're listening to the public feed of Carefree Highway Revisited, which includes only a portion of this conversation. To hear the complete discussion, become an FM Plus subscriber. Sign up in Apple Podcasts or see the show notes for details.
The first guest of the evening is truly a poet. He's an artist. He is a friend and an inspiration to anyone who I think who has ever played the guitar or tried to write poetry. Would you please welcome Gordon Lightfoot?
All is well. I've made my peace where highways never end. Yesterday's a memory. Today is just a friend. For the mountains and Marianne are calling me again, and the red pines will bow their heads. The rivers and the watersheds will swallow up my tears. This is Carefree Highway Revisited, the show that celebrates the work of Gordon Lightfoot song by song, a proud member of the FM Podcast Network. I'm your host, Mike Messner, and along with me today is a fellow fan making his fourth appearance on the show from Markham, Ontario, Michael Howitt. Michael, it's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to have you on here. Now, you've been, as I said, on the show a few times before, so we won't go through your entire background with Lightfoot, but
no.
I understand that you have some good, fast-breaking news for us.
Yeah, So we just became grandparents for the fourth time. The latest one was a boy born 2 weeks ago. So some more bodies to groom into the Lightfoot family. So I'm working on teaching them some Lightfoot songs at some point.
All right. And that is a noble endeavor. So congratulations, Grandpa. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
So you wanted to talk about the mountains and Marianne today. And I totally understand why you wanted to. Listening back to it in the past few days, I can't help but think this is Gordon at his happiest. This is a joyous song. And we know that Gordon had a lot of depressing and unhappy times in his life later on, and probably before too. It also feels like it would be great music for the closing credits of a movie, as if the narrator has come out the other end of a series of events or a crisis of some kind, and now he's going home or going back to the life that he knows. And that's what resonates with me. So why did you want to talk about it tonight?
When we did Black Day in July a while back, I said the same thing, but the first time I heard Gordon Lightfoot was my father's 8-track he had of the Did She Mention My Name album. So I would have been about 9 years old at the time. It was an 8-track, so you could only listen to it in the car. So I used to spend hours listening to this album in the car. So it brings back so many great memories. And I just find this particular song as well, it became one of my favorites, because back then, up here in just north of Toronto anyways, the only songs you heard on the radio or wherever were just generic songs. You never heard Canadian-type song. And so this song, there's lyrics in it referring to Saskatchewan and the prairies. And being that age, it just sounded like an adventurous song, a travel song. So there's a sense of adventure. It was kind of joyous. So I think that's why I was so attracted to it. You know, I hadn't heard Gordon's earlier stuff like Canadian Railroad Trilogy, you know, other Canadiana type songs. But, you know, this one really resonated with me. And I think that's one of the things that initially attracted me to Gordon. Like, here is a Canadian singing about Canada, and he lives in Toronto, you find out later. So I think that's why I really became a Lightfoot fan. And this was the song that kind of resonated with me from that album.
He obviously is a very proud resident and native and citizen of Canada. But he's not talking about it. He's never really talked about it in a militaristic way, which is the stereotypical patriotism, nationalism. And he's doing it in such a wonderfully evocative way that it made me feel like I was in that car with him going across the provinces from Ontario to Alberta.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've never spent any time in Canada at all, but this was a song that made me think I've got to get there. I've got to experience some of this landscape that he is describing. And so, you know, it's definitely on my bucket list to start in Ontario and do the Lightfoot Trail and Orillia, and then do other parts of the country also. And I'm going to have you as my tour guide. So get ready.
Sure. Yeah, we've been to Orillia, a few times, where it's about an hour and a half away from where I live. Great thing about Orillia, there's so many tributes to Lightfoot there. As you mentioned, Lightfoot Trail, the statues, such a testimonial to Lightfoot there. And I'm sure that means more to him than there's talk about should he have been awarded a Grammy for his body of work or whatever. But I'm sure this stuff and being in the Songwriters Hall of Fame means more to him than that stuff. So yeah, Orillia is a great place, especially if you're a Lightfoot fan.
Oh, yeah. He and Stephen Leacock put the place on the map, really.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's able to keep that place close to his heart and that they remember him so fondly, I think says volumes about the man. So what is the best setting or activity for you to listen to this song? Or is this one of the songs that you could listen to irrespective of where you were or what you were doing?
I know it sounds hokey. There's not too many songs where I say you've got to be in the car driving to listen to it, but this is one of those songs for me. So I've never been out west. The furthest west I've been is Thunder Bay, which is kind of the northwest tip of Lake Superior. So I've never seen the mountains. The closest thing we get to mountains in Ontario is basically the north shore of Lake Superior. The closest I've come to mountains was traveling through upstate New York and New Hampshire and Vermont. So I can't drive to the mountains to see Marianne, but I can drive in the red pines and the watersheds, you know, here in Northern Ontario and listen to songs. So that would be the ideal setting for me.
Yeah. And we'll talk about the particular natural phenomena that he mentions in the song. I'm like you. For me, it would be driving and it would be looking at the mountains or driving through the mountains. Or even better, it would be me as a passenger in a car that was driving through the mountains. Because if you go up into the Sierra Nevada, where I live in California, it's tricky. And particularly this time of year, it's downright dangerous. For me to be distracted, especially by an artist who means as much to me as Lightfoot, I'm kind of taking my life in my hands.
Exactly.
But if I were on a bus or if somebody else were driving, then I think I'd be as happy as a lark.
Yeah, exactly.
So the song came about, from everything I can tell, Jennings mentioned that it was a Calgary school teacher whom he'd met while touring Alberta in 1967. And this person's name, I guess, has faded into obscurity, or at least Jennings did not mention this woman's name. Lightfoot himself said something about it, and I'm quoting directly from the songbook liner notes. He said, "A trip out west with a lady in waiting, not quite as adventurous as Easy Rider, but still a bit of a journey, filled with hope and expectation, and a better ending, a happier ending," unquote.
Right.
Now, you can't get a much sadder ending than Easy Rider had.
Yes.
So in a way, Lightfoot's not saying much, but I like the comparison to the road trip that you have in all kinds of literature.
Yeah, for sure. And there was on CBC, which is a Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, there was an 1-hour special that CBC aired about Lightfoot in 1968. And you can see it on YouTube now, but he plays some songs in front of a studio audience. And one of the songs he plays is Mountains of Marianne. So it's just him, Red Shea, and John Stockfish. And he does give a bit of an introduction to the song, and he says, "This is a song about a young fella going across country on a motorcycle. At least that's the picture I had in mind for this song. He's gone out to see a girl that lives way across the country." So he kind of gives that color in this special he did. So I always, now I see him on the motorcycle going across the country for sure.
That brings up other visions though, doesn't it? I mean, I think about Che Guevara going out on his bike when he's 13 and the Motorcycle Diaries, the film of that, being a young man and having your own autonomy, being able to go where you want, which explains the reference to the bedroll that Gordon makes a little later on. And then this is a little bit of a chilling irony. You got to think of Dylan and the motorcycle accident that he had in 66. Or that he apparently had. There's a school of thought that said it was just an excuse for him to get away from the pressures of what was going on in his life. But in any case, the idea of the motorcycle is yet another series of visuals that we get when we're thinking of that. Now, Michael, you noticed some variations with the name in the song, and I know that you had wanted to talk about that.
Okay. It's a bit confusing to me, and I'm a bit of one of these grammar police people. Like, by no means am I an English major or anything, but I can be a bit of a grammar policeman. So, yeah, so there's so many different spellings and variations on the title of this song, which has always confused me. So I've got the original Did She Mention My Name album. So on the cover itself, it says The Mountain and Marianne, and Marianne is M-A-R-Y-A-N-N. But on the record inside, it says Mountains and Marianne, and Marianne is M-A-R-I-O-N. So that's confusing. I've got the original sheet music for the Did She Mention My Name album, and that's just Mountains and Marianne, I-A-N. I've got one of the United Artists re-releases, and it says Mountains and Marianne, I-A-N, for Marianne on cover. And on the record, Mountains and Marianne, I-O-N. And the songbook set, which released in 1999, it says The Mountains and Marianne, and that's M-A-R-Y-A-N-N. And that's the same that Jennings uses as his book. So I guess we go with The Mountains and Marianne, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N. So that's what I'm sticking to. But I just find it, and I know on the Facebook groups there is some discussions over what's the correct title, but anyways.
Yeah, and Marianne. I actually tend to favor that because Marion and Marianne are very distinctive names. But then again, if we wanted to go into the whole idea of Marion, M-A-R-I-O-N, okay, well, that is the heroine in all the Robin Hood stories. So
that's right.
Yet another aspect of this. We know that Lightfoot was a very well-read man. And so this may have been something that was going through his head. I tend to think that he was thinking about, if he wasn't giving this woman a pseudonym, that Marianne, M-A-R-Y-A-N-N, was actually her real name. We'll never know the true story, but it's fun to think about.
I just think it's a odd thing about this song. But anyways, that's just my little grammar police issue. No, with it.
Cool little tidbit. Well, it was spelling police. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about the lyrics a little bit here. All is well. I've made my peace where highways never end. Yesterday's a memory. Today is just a friend. And it is classic folk song kind of lyrics here.
Yeah.
But I think about, this is a guy who has a clear conscience about what's happened to him, what's in his rearview mirror. He's made his peace with it. We don't know what it is, but he is looking back on it. He doesn't have any regrets about it. What does he mean by highways never end? I mean, this gives this idea that he's going to be perpetually on the road, but yet the rest of the song gives the impression that he's going from somewhere to somewhere, that he's going home to some extent. So what do you think he means by that?
Yeah, for me, it's been, he met this girl in the past, and in his life now, highways never end. He's on a road that's going nowhere. It's just going in circles. He's not going anywhere. So he's made up his mind. And when he talks about yesterday's a memory, so maybe that's, for me, that's referring back to Marianne. Like, that's a memory. Highways never end. I'm kind of going nowhere right now. So I've got to get on with a new life. And he's made peace with that decision. And he can mention in the next line that Mountains and Marianne are calling me again. So he's going back to her and to that memory. And he's going to make a new life from that. And when he says today is just a friend, could be the present time is okay, but he really wants to go back and revisit that girl from his past and start a new life. That's kind of what it says to me.
So the idea of today is a transient thing, okay, that he's maybe in the back of his mind or maybe the front of his heart. He's thinking that this girl is going to be with him forever because he's clearly in love. But today is just a phase, that tomorrow is going to be a new day, that this particular 24-hour period is not going to be there forever, as contrasted to this woman that he hopes will be there forever.
Yeah.
For the mountains and Marianne are calling me again, and the red pines will bow their heads. The rivers and the watersheds will swallow up my tears. Now, that brings up the idea about which mountains he's talking about. Now, me being an American, the two mountain ranges that I thought of immediately, and a Californian in particular, clearly he's not talking about the Sierra Nevadas, but The only other range that I know of that goes out of the States and into Canada is the Rockies. The Great. Problem with that is that apparently there's not a whole lot of exposure to the Rockies, certainly in Ontario. And my understanding is that the Rockies go more into Alberta and British Columbia. So, right. But it also, there are a lot of mountain ranges in Alberta. The last I counted, I looked at an atlas online. There's something like 40 mountain ranges. Now, I know you've never been out there, but you have any idea about which mountain range? Not that it really matters, but I'm just curious if there's a particular mountain range you think you might have been talking about.
For me in Ontario, maybe we're a bit naive, but we just kind of think of the Rockies, like it's just the Rockies in Alberta and British Columbia. I know there's other mountains, I guess, in British Columbia, but I always kind of thought maybe Marianne lives in like a city like Calgary, where Calgary is close enough to the Rockies that you can see them in the distance. And it's about maybe just over half an hour drive to get from Calgary to the mountains. So maybe she lives in the Calgary area type thing. And it's almost like he wrote Alberta Bound later, but it kind of reminds me of this same song where he says he's leaving the brown and gritty streets of Toronto and get back to the Rocky Mountain sunset and the one I left behind me. So those are lyrics from Alberta Bound. So it very much like, evolves from this song. It's kind of the same type of thing, leaving Toronto and going to the one I love type things. So.
And that is a long drive. I mean, I haven't measured it, but when I think about it, the parallel would be kind of like driving from New York City to Denver in the States. So that is a 2-day drive if you're flooring it. And if you're driving, 18 hours a day, so that is a long trek that he's talking about. If he were driving from Toronto to, let's say, Calgary or Edmonton, we don't really know where this person lives. The other part of the geography that I thought was interesting is that there are no red pines in Alberta. They are indigenous to Ontario or the northeastern United States. You get them in Pennsylvania and New York and other parts of New England. So that kind of implies that he's finishing up a tour in the States, or he's starting from Ontario, where he grew up, and then just heading due west.
Yeah, I did a bit of research. So it looks like there are red pines in the northern Midwest. So, and this is just my thoughts, but he probably went through Detroit and then up through Wisconsin, Minnesota. I have driven the road that goes into the prairies north of the Great Lakes. It goes along the east shore of Lake Huron, north shore of Lake Huron, and up above Lake Superior. And the roads are okay today, but back in the 60s when he wrote this, a lot of those roads are probably very sketchy. The weather can be very bad. The terrain is pretty rough. So I'm thinking, if he went out west, he probably wouldn't go along the lakeshore, the north shore of the Great Lakes. He'd probably loop through the States and go that way. Yeah, and it looks like there are red pines in that area, like I guess Wisconsin, Minnesota, I think.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, I just know that there aren't any in Alberta, so it would imply that he's taking a different route, like the route that you're suggesting there. Well, that's all the time we have for Here in the Public Feed. If you'd like to hear the rest of this conversation, along with all of our other extended and bonus episodes, become an FM Plus subscriber. Sign up in Apple Podcasts or at fmpods.com. You can see the show notes for details.